Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks for checking out this week's episode of Keeping It 99, episode 24. Like that Ramones song where they go, 2020, 24 hours ago. You should know the rest. Too many people wearing Ramones shirts. Not enough people listening to the Ramones. That's what's wrong with this country, you damn millennials. This episode is crazy fun. We make a list of five bands that we like. We don't understand why other people don't like them. Maybe you, the listener, maybe you, our homies, you don't like them. Feel free to let us know. We're not going to get into a fight about it, even though we do speak with a lot of passion when we start talking about these bands this week. I didn't even know I was so passionate about some of these bands. So maybe we'll fight. Probably not. That's what makes it fun, right? It's all just about debates and opinions and music, and our love for music really shows it. It's why I wanted to do a podcast with Rubber City Redbeard in the very first place. We talk about crazy juggalos, the Misfits are officially reunited, the Melvins got a new documentary coming out, and the Badass Band of the Week is super fucking badass, guys. In fact, we can't even speak the English language when we start talking about the Badass Band of the Week this week, because we were just so into talking about bands that we love that by the time that we got to Badass Band of the Week, we're just like, they're fucking great. Foul Spirits is the best. It's amazing. And I'm sure you're going to end up hearing that. So if you like what you hear, check us out on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, check us out on Stitcher, wherever it is that you need to get some Keeping It 99 action. Share the love with your friends. Hopefully we'll make some stickers and put them up in all your local concert venues here soon. Check out our jingles on Bandcamp. You like the jingles on the show? You can get them on Bandcamp. And speaking of which, this week's episode of Keeping It 99 is brought to you by The Big Bang Theory, the TV show. Full disclaimer, Rubber City Redbeard likes this show a lot. He let me know. So thanks for sponsoring the show, guys. Boom.
I like watching paint dry. I like watching fences rust. I like watching my furniture collect a layer of dust. But the thing I like to watch the best is The Big Bang Theory on CBS.
The whole world is going to have to kiss my ass. Everybody, from the bottom up, from the scum dealers and junkies who trapped me into their shit, everybody who ever stole from me or took a shot at me or threatened me, the mystery man who knocked up my slut mother, every teacher who ever kicked me back out in the street, every trainer and promoter who didn't think I was worth the time, everybody who ever lied to me or stabbed me in the back in this business, they are all gonna realize just how stupid they were.
Let's do a show, man. Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop-shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Maybe a crazy juggalo. I don't know.
How crazy? How crazy is he?
How crazy is
he? How crazy is that juggalo?
My name is Eagle, and I am joined, as always, by the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
How do you do?
I do pretty well, good man.
No baby yet?
No baby yet, man. We are definitely going to have it by the 16th. Definitely going to have it by then, because if she doesn't go into labor come this following, you know, this upcoming Tuesday, then they're going to induce that shit. It's ready to go. Baby's heartbeat's fine. Rocking. That kid is swimming around like a motherfucker.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so soon.
The bun is baked.
Yeah. I'm a lot less nervous than I was a couple weeks ago when we were talking about it. Like, I feel like now it's kind of like when you know Nana's getting sick and you're like, this sucks, this sucks. And at first you're just so stressed out, but then 10 years goes by, Nana's still around kicking. And you're like, oh, and then when she does go at like the tender age of 107, you're kind of like, you know what? I'm fine with that. And that's where I'm at now in the opposite tip with the baby. It's like 2 weeks ago, I was just like, any day, I don't know. But now I'm like, when it happens, you know, I'm emotionally prepared for it.
Because now you can kind of like pick a day, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it coming.
Yes.
It's that blind side by a new human that keeps you stressed out and shit.
Right.
You don't know when I'm coming out of your vagina. But I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. So how you doing, good man? How's your week been?
It's been a week. I mean, nothing big. Labor Day, Monday. Yeah. I had off work. Wish that I didn't. Seriously, did nothing. Like, it was lame. Overly tired, dude, for whatever reason. Like, I'm not getting enough sleep. Mm. I can't sleep right. And, I, you know, it has a lot to do with the back. Because the doctor said I need a backyotomy.
Need a backyotomy.
My back's all fucked up, so.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back. Oh.
You know, I just don't sleep very well. And, yeah, I'm just all sluggish. I feel That's how I feel today.
I think I got my second win for today because I've been tired as well. I have a problem. I can't fall asleep until it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock sometimes.
You have mad excuses, though. Like, you got a family.
Yeah.
And shit.
Right.
And all the stress of a family. I've got a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm bummed out that I didn't get the high score on Miss Pac-Man when I did laundry today.
Hey, that's still a problem I have.
If I go to do laundry and I play Miss Pac-Man and somebody's, you know, got a decent score and I can't top it while I'm there. And, you know, I try to do it within 2 quarters. If I can't do it in 2 quarters, I usually walk away because then I just get really angry at the machine. And I shouldn't.
You just lay down at night, try to close those eyes, and all you see is just Miss Pac-Man eating dots.
You fucking bitch.
Well, I've had to get up early because, you know, the kids, they're going to school now, and so I'm getting up at 6:30 because Evan's getting picked up from the bus stop at like 7:30,
right.
And then Timmy at 8:30, and so it's just like, no matter what time I go to bed, I'm getting up at the same fucking time. This morning was the first time I think in a long time that I woke up grumpy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a bit of a grouch.
Yeah. Jessica asked me straight up. The alarm went off, and she goes, "Are you gonna go give Timmy a bath?" And I just groaned. Yeah, and that's not me. That's not me.
Yeah, usually you're like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I fake the funk all the time in the mornings because, you know, if you got that PMA, you have a positive mental attitude, bad brains attitude. Check it out. So I try in the morning. I wake up with that mind of PMA. We wake up, our alarm clock in the morning is always like some different wrestling theme song. Right. Nice. Now we're doing Bobby Roode's Glorious, which it's this wonderful Queen ripoff.
Okay.
And he debuted on his debut match. Everybody already knew the song because, you know, they've been playing it for weeks on the show. When he finally made his debut last month, the entire crowd, like 20,000 people, are singing this song. And it just makes you feel glorious.
Glorious. No, I won't give in.
I sucked him in.
So I wake up with that PMA, and this morning I was so tired that I didn't have it. I didn't have it. Even for a second.
All you had was like,
just like a Tim. I was like, get a bath.
How's kindergarten going for Timmy?
You know what? He's learning. Like, he didn't go to preschool. He's got to work on his independence a little bit. The teacher called on the very first day, which freaked me out. She called at 12:41 on the very first day. I know this because I checked the time. Because the next day I was like, I'm expecting a phone call at 12:41. See how this goes. Because he wasn't really interested in his first day. He was just kind of like off in his own thing. But I do think that he's getting accustomed to it. He's starting to get down with the routine and stuff. Right. He likes school, which is, that's my number one priority. And I haven't gotten a call since, fingers crossed.
He's a talker.
He is a
and
talker.
He's got an imagination.
Very much so.
That usually lands you in, like, in-school suspension.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad because he takes after me so much. Yeah. He just walks around making songs up all the time.
Yeah.
That's me all day.
How many times did you get suspended in school?
I couldn't, can't even give you a number.
Yeah,
no,
I definitely competed for the record of in-school suspensions. And the in-school suspensions would mount up so much that they would suspend me out of school then. Like, you know, they'd be like, all right, look, you got to.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I was going on a kick. Our school started a thing where it was Saturday morning detentions.
Okay, I had that at Coventry High School.
And so I started getting Saturday morning detentions instead of getting suspended. Because everything I was getting in trouble for was like skipping class, small shit, right?
Yeah.
And so I was going to these so long that I ended up going to a Saturday morning detention when I didn't even have one.
You were institutionalized.
Yeah,
my
I was
friend.
There. I was there for an That's hour before up. The teacher came up and he's like, Mr. Eagle, you're not on the list today. He's like, what do you have a Saturday detention for? And I was like, oh, whoa.
I don't know. I was, can I just go ahead and do it then?
Because I'm out of here.
For the next one? Like, I'll do it now. And then when I do something, you can just count that as now?
Yeah.
Can we do that? No? That'd be sweet if you could pay into, like, a suspension bank. I'll just do my time now.
Yeah. You just, I'm just covering it for the next few months.
I got, they tried to bust me for marijuana seeds. Oh. In the ninth grade at Coventry High School, the principal and the vice principal, and they were so fucking proud of themselves, man. Like, they just got the biggest bust in the world and shit. And I was down in the cafeteria, it was like a study hall or something, and this kid James comes down. He's like, yo, dude, they're raiding your locker. And I was like, what? You know, they're raiding your locker, bro. And the rule was that you had to be present when they were going through your stuff. That was like their rule. Well, they didn't. They jumped right over that shit because we were from Kenmore and they were like, fuck those kids. Those kids fucking suck. So they found a cellophane with like 10 seeds in it. So, mm-hmm. You know, this is back in the days of smoking nothing but Reggie.
Right.
The shit weed. So I meet them as they're walking into the office. I meet them at the office door or whatever, and they got an envelope in their hand. And I was like, did you just raid my locker? And they're like, yes. Who's, purple jean jacket is that? I said, the Carl Kanai coat? That's mine. My sweet-ass Carl Kanai coat.
Right.
And I said, well, step in the office. And they step in the office, and Mr. Hout stands by the desk, and he's got his arms crossed and a big smile on his face, and he's just so proud. And Mr. Morris is sitting at the desk, and he's got this envelope, and he pulls out the cellophane of seeds, and he looks at me, and he goes, what are these? And I laughed, and I said, seeds. And he goes, what kind of seeds are they? I said, I don't know. Plant them and find out. He says, well, why don't we call the sheriffs down here and they can tell us what they are? I said, the phone's right there. You go ahead and call the sheriffs down here. What, are you going to bust me for seeds, dude? Which they could have. They totally could have if they wanted to. I got 2 Saturday detentions for seeds in my locker.
Wow.
That's what I did. That was my punishment.
On the internet, I googled Barberton the other day, Barberton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I was curious about the population. It's like over 21,000, right?
I'm curious as to what popped
so,
up.
So when you pop up, like right there, the very first thing you see is this beautiful landscape from
Lake Ann,
right? You know, cherry blossoms going on, this and that. And so I was like, wonder what Kenmore looks like.
Oh.
Very first thing you see is a mugshot of some white kid with a neck tattoo.
Look.
Defend that, Greg.
The only thing Kenmore has is like Summit Lake. They got like a little chunk of Summit Lake. They don't have nothing nice. The pond over by Castle Homes, they have that, but you can't even walk on the beach because it's literally just covered in goose shit. It's a beach. It's just a beach of shit.
Every other city and town in the world, very first thing that pops up is a beautiful, beautiful landscape. Very first thing you get.
I mean, look,
just Google it yourself.
As close as Barberton is to Kenmore is the only ones that got hit by the serial pooper. The dude that was shitting on everybody's hoods.
Right.
Kenmore.
Get the K-Town pride.
God damn. Oh, the fucking... Oh, but I love my town. Oh, God, Jesus.
That kid, he looks like this rapper by the name of...
He probably is a rapper. He's from Kenmore.
Totally. He looks like Blood Ruckus, the rapper who just got in trouble in Wisconsin. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a group of juggalos. It was all over the news sites for like the past 2 days. This girl got her pinky amputated by a machete. By this cat named John Shrive, this dreadlocked weird cat by the name of John Shrive.
Are they supposed to use hatchets?
Well, not this crew. This is the wicked Wisconsin cult shit crew. They're into cult shit.
Machetes slice blocks of cheese better.
Right.
In Wisconsin.
So I'm reading the headlines, and every headline involving it has to involve ICP or the word juggalo.
But they are juggalos, right?
They are indeed juggalos.
Were they in fact listening to ICP's album while they were doing this ritual?
Probably not. I think they were listening to Blood Ruckus's album.
Oh, the guy that was doing it.
Here's the... it's like... I'm looking at him now. It's like, juggalo charged with chopping off woman's finger and drinking her blood. But other one, juggalo arrested after cutting off woman's finger, drinking her blood in Wisconsin. Wisconsin juggalo charged over ritualistic blood drinking ceremony report.
First off, is it illegal to drink somebody's blood if they're willing?
That's the thing. And this girl was a willing participant. The evening started off, one of their fallen juggalo homies from last year, they died. And so to show some love, let's drink this girl's blood. So what they did initially was they carved like into her forearm with a machete, got a deep cut.
Nice.
Homeboy fucking John Schraub takes a shot of this shit.
He's a like shot of blood.
Doing a shot of blood. And then she was like, she offers to let them cut her pinky off. John Schraub's like, fuck yeah, let's do that.
Of course.
Did it.
Look, if some, especially back in the day when I was a fucking weirdo.
Right.
Like, if some girl was like, let's cut my pinky off, where's the fucking blade?
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're going to see what happens now.
So the guy cuts off her finger, puts it in the freezer with the intent that he is going to later cook it and eat it. And all the while, this rapper, the leader of the cult shit movement, Blood Ruckus, his real name is Preston Hyde, by the way. Preston, the rapper notoriously known as Blood Ruckus, and all the news outlets in Wisconsin are playing his music video.
He's blowing when they're up.
He's blowing up. This is like the best this thing kid. For you, Preston.
Do the
he
time.
Was just there. He was just there filming the thing.
Whatever. Well, he was just filming it?
He was just filming he it. Didn't... This John Schraub dude is the guy who cut it off, and this girl by the name of Shelby Newens, she was the willing participant in this, right? And she was fine with it. But apparently she was bleeding so much that they had to seal it. So being the geniuses that they are, that's Preston right there, that picture. You see the devil horn tattoos on his fucking
head?
He looks
like somebody I'd hang out with,
though. It's Wicked so ninja up. Magic what? I bet Psych Ward's like, why isn't Preston in our group?
the pictures of him without the beard and shit are better.
Yeah. Yeah, right? With the he's got the eye contact.
You guys gotta Google Preston Hyde, man.
Ugh. Blood Ruckus. Don't listen to his music.
Okay, but he's not in trouble? Is he being charged?
I think he's on probation. And so they're considering it a violation because he took part in like
a criminal act,
whatever, some sort of, I forget what the hell they're charging.
The lawyers will have a field day with it because there's nothing illegal about what they did. Even keeping the pinky in your freezer to eat it later with the permission of the person that lost the pinky, it's not illegal to do.
Well, to stop the blood, to stop the mass blood coming out of her finger, they started with a car cigarette lighter.
God damn!
Stupid! You're so stupid!
That didn't do the job. So they had to up the game a little bit. Sizzle but luckily these ninjas had themselves a blowtorch.
Well, but they were doing dabs with it.
Right? Definitely. Man, drugs are a hell of a thing, aren't they?
What were they on?
I'm not exactly sure what they were on. There's been no claims yet,
the sugar
no speculation.
Content in Faygo.
But if you go through the information, if you dig deep like I have today, you will know that these guys, they're drug addicts. They're fucking drug addicts. That's for sure.
Like whacked out meth head drug addicts.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
big surprise.
Big shocker there.
But the girl doesn't want to press charges, so it gets even deeper, right? Shelby Nuins, she goes, when this is all said and done, she goes to her boyfriend's. Because, you know, she's got a boyfriend. So she goes to her boyfriend's, and she tells him about what happened. And she's fine with it. Then his mom, the boyfriend's mom, hears the story, suggests that Shelby might want to go to the fucking hospital.
You might have an infection.
Yeah.
Brewing in the burn of the separation of the finger.
I don't know why it got as far to the boyfriend's mom or why it even got as far to the boyfriend. I don't know why this girl was just like, this shit's fine. This magic,
because she
magic
was obviously high. Look, well, I was, like, back in the day when I did meth, 15, 20 years ago.
No more.
I was invincible. Invincible. You could have cut my fingers off. And right. I would have been like, you know, woo, let's go play some pool. Tape it up. You know, if you're all whacked out on drugs, you ain't feeling that shit. And you're a crazy person.
So what's the boyfriend? What's the boyfriend say? I mean, what do you say as a boyfriend? Say your girlfriend, she comes over to your place and she's missing a finger. It's all burnt up and gross because she was hanging out with some dudes.
If my girlfriend comes home?
Yeah, what like that, what do okay, you do? Well,
I don't know what I do because why am I dating this girl?
Exactly.
Like, why am I dating this girl?
Why is this guy dating this girl?
Yeah, that's my first thing, I guess. It's like, why the fuck am I? Why are you in my house?
Man.
You are making very bad decisions.
Very.
And you're like, look, I make bad decisions. I made bad decisions today, as a matter of fact. I make bad decisions all the fucking time. Not like that.
I like to think that her boyfriend is a new boyfriend, like a boyfriend of a month who has a little bit of privilege, who's used to somewhat normal girls, and he sees this girl, you know, she's a little special, she likes some shitty rap music, and she's got her nose pierced or whatever, but she's unique, and she's cool. She's really pretty, she's really cool. And I like to think that this first month has been heaven. Like, she's gone to him, like, to fondue parties and shit like that. They go to wine tasting things. They went on horses.
Yeah. This girl goes to wine tasting.
Yes. Yeah. And then she shows up at his place with the finger gone and a giant gash in her arm from machetes. And just like, oh, yeah, this is me and my homies. We got together for the first time in, like, a long time. You know, like, they're friends from school and stuff. But, like, we were paying tribute to, like, MC Hatchet Patrick. And, you know, he died last year, you know, accidentally cut himself with a machete. And so, like, you know, we were like,
he bled out from a ritual.
You guys should drink my blood and, like, you guys can cut my finger off and cook it later if you guys want to eat it. And they're that sounds pretty dope. But
I mean,
it's okay.
Get the fuck out of my house, I guess, is my first reaction. Like, I'm yes. What is wrong with you? Who the fuck are you? Where the fuck am I? How did this happen? What did I do to get here? There's a lot of things going through my head if my girlfriend walks in the door like this.
Yeah.
None of which are like, oh, I care so much about you, let me help. It's like, in my head, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? The fuck out of my house. My mom's here, bitch. My motherfucking mom is here.
My kind of bitch, I never forget. We first met on a Ouija board. Miss Crab, but damn, she would chew on snakes and swallow a ninja sword.
Poor insane clown posse having to be attached to this because ICP has for years, I mean, like, decades now, have flat out come out and said in multiple interviews, like, it's just music. They're just songs.
We're entertainers.
This face paint isn't fucking permanent. We're having fun.
We didn't tattoo this face paint on.
We didn't do that shit. Like, my real name's Joe. His name's Joe, too. We're just two Joes.
We're two Joes. Average just Joes. Chilling. Two average Joes. Chilling from Detroit.
ICP, good fucking dudes. Good fucking dudes. We've talked about it before. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They were very nice to me.
Very fucking nice guys. Very clever dudes.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
And every... It sucks that there's this subgenre of a subgenre. Because ICP is their own genre. People can go, well, there was horrorcore bands before him. There was. There was rappers like this dude, E. Shaman, Brother Lynch Hung. Yeah, and all kinds of people doing murder rap shit, right? Ghetto Boys. There was all kinds of stuff doing that. What they did was different aesthetically. I mean, there were fucking two white clown dudes with dreadlocks and shit. People didn't know how to handle that. People still don't know how to handle that.
And they talk about drinking beer and fat titties and fat girls.
And they like Faygo. And
they win right there locking in fat girls.
I met Malenko, he gave me three wishes. That night, I
Yo. Oh.
You know, when.
They got it. They got it.
Those guys are good.
Juggalos are weird. It'd be like, I mean, obviously they're weird. They're a weird bunch. I've never seen like an uglier group of people than like the subculture of the subculture.
I mean, they all look like they're on meth.
A lot of them. Not all.
You peer out into a crowd of juggalos.
Yeah.
More of them look like they're on meth than anything else.
Yeah, it's weird.
Is it? Is it weird?
It is weird. Because when I... Okay. Spoiler alert. I'm about to lose every ounce of cred that I have. I consider myself someone of a motherfucking juggalo.
You didn't say that. Tell me you didn't just...
Yeah, but I don't think you lose cred for that.
I do lose cred for it. It's happened multiple times. I was even like weirded, like kind of nervous about rocking shorts at the last metal show that we went to because
you didn't want people to see the Hatchet Man.
Yeah, because I got the Hatchet Man ICP tattoo going on my calf, right? And I've been to shows. I've been to Hate Theory shows. It was that Hate Theory show where some dude just wanted to fucking fight me because I liked ICP, and I was like, dude, no, I'm not this new generation of ugly people that like ICP. I'm my generation of ugly people.
I'm the sexy people that like ICP. It's different. You can't punch me in the face. I'm sexy.
Fine.
You ruined my sexy. I like ICP. I think their shit is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Hate Theory fan. Nobody ever tried to fight me. Now I don't have a Hatchet Man tattoo on me.
You don't.
And I don't go around screaming fucking family.
I have. I have.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
It's happened.
So. No, and I have punched juggalos in the face.
Right? See, that's the thing. There's a stereotype that comes with it. This is like the closest I've ever been to being a minority, was being a juggalo. Yeah, because like I've gotten so many different looks. I've been called Wigger at like Lamb of God shows just by random people.
That's a weird term.
As much as I love the heavy metal community, it just like juggalos, guys, there's a good amount of shitheads in you. There's a lot of dicks, a lot of people that, for some reason, they get into this music because I'm an outcast, nobody understands me, and so I found a place that, like, you know, finally accepts me for who I am. And then when I'm at a show and I'm being who I am, you're like, fuck that, dude. Your opinion don't mean dick, dude. You can't even talk to me about metal, dude. You can't even talk about music. You know shit, dude. You're a juggalo, dude. Yeah. You're a bitch.
They would call you fake.
Oh, man.
For keeping it real.
Yeah. Ha! It's so fucked up.
Whatever,
so fucked up.
I bet they listened to Disturbed.
Gotta hear it from way down when they come. Fuck Gene Simmons, you make me sick. Psycho sick, it's just all my shit. Spit your blood out and do your dance, but I'ma kick that ass through your leather pants. Fuck Palooza, big festivals. We never sell out with your bitch ass hoes. Everybody jumps to the juggalo.
I like lists. Do you like lists? I love lists.
I like making lists. They keep shit in order.
My favorite thing on the internet is when somebody comes up with a list. They come up with a top 5 or a top 7 or a top 10. Actually, 10 is like, that's no more than 10 because then I stop reading.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that maybe we would come up with, we would each come up with our own list. We don't know what's on each other's list.
Right.
We come up with 5 bands or acts. It just in music history, doesn't have to be metal, but stuff that you, bands that you can't understand other people hating. When you go, I like this band. You hear that new song from that band and they go, fucking hate that band, to where your reaction, because my reaction, if somebody says they don't like Slayer,
yeah,
I get it. You don't like metal.
Well, yeah, you're just.
You don't like metal. It's not. It's
don't
just
understand
not,
what he's saying.
Yeah, there's a. Yeah, I don't like Rush. I get it. Like Geddy Lee's voice for some reason bothers you. I love Rush.
Yeah.
Seeing Rush live, think they're great. But like, I get when people don't. I don't get offended if somebody tells me that they don't like ICP, which is all the time, and I get it. You don't like ICP. You don't have to. Magnets out of that. Fuck you. You don't know how magnets work. Now you're Googling it. Look at you. You fuck. So there's some bands I get that you don't like. You don't have to like them. We'll still be tight. But I wanted to think of 5 bands that maybe
maybe we won't be tight if you don't like. And I actually have a band on my list where I'm like, I'm not sure if Redbeard likes this band or not. Are we going to be tight after this?
I don't know.
But I
are we going to remain friends?
Yeah.
Will Eagle and Rubber City Redbeard be here next week for another show? Or will they break up like two little bitches? Arguing over ninny sissy things.
So these bands are universal. It doesn't matter if you like hip-hop, country, rock. If you've heard a few of these band's songs, then you should probably like them. And if you don't, I might be like, fuck you.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
There's a lot of bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, it's like five, yeah, but this isn't really like a top five. This is just A5.
A5.
Because there is 1,000 fucking bands to choose from.
Right. But these are the five bands that we picked.
You already named one of mine, so.
Well, did I? Because
Rush. I don't understand.
You have Rush?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand why people don't like Rush. Like, I don't get it. You can't fucking talk about Geddy Lee sounds like a chick. Well, I bet you like fucking Jefferson Airplane or some shit. Or some other fucking band, Heart, that has a fucking chick singer. But the only reason you don't like Rush is because Geddy Lee's a guy that sounds like a chick. That Ooh. Bothers you somehow because he's, oh, and then you find out he's gay. Now,
what
you're
is
like,
it?
Like, oh, yeah. What?
What?
Rush is fucking magnificent. It is a great band. I don't understand how people don't like Rush. So.
I have a feeling.
You can see, apparently. You understand how people cannot like Rush.
I've heard people. I've heard. Well, I mean, you've gotten it, right? You've received it
oh,
before.
Oh, yeah, of course. Y'all, like, if Rush. I say I like Rush, ooh, fucking Rush, dude.
And boy,
Tom Sawyer.
It makes your blood boil. Just, fuck you.
You know, musically, it's a great band.
Man. That's a good pick. Yeah, I only can say that I see it because I know people whose opinions that I respect. For whatever reason, they can't get into Rush. But then there's also times where I'm just like, you know what, they're wrong.
And it's okay that they're wrong.
It's when because I'm listening to 2112, a masterpiece. And I'm like,
you know, I'm wrong about stuff. You're wrong about stuff. They're wrong about stuff. Their stuff just happens to be they're wrong about Rush.
Yeah.
Rush is awesome.
The first band I have on my list is Primus.
Okay.
When somebody tells me, fuck Primus, right away, I shoot into fuck you, fuck your mom,
yeah.
Fuck your family.
First off, where's the hostility coming from?
Wow.
On fuck Primus.
Fuck Primus, huh?
What? They sound that bad that you're like, fuck them?
What the fuck did they do to you? I'm not friends with a person. I'm that not friends with anybody.
Les Claypool like is such a good bass player that Metallica was like, no, you're too good.
Too good.
For our band, you'll be just fine. Of course he's just fine. That shit's fucking phenomenal.
He's hilarious. Super fucking clever.
Yeah.
Winona's
Big Brown Beaver.
Dude, my
Jesus.
My name is Mud. Anything off Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Anything, beginning to end. I got to see them play that record in its entirety. Everything those guys have done from Frizzle Fry, even the stuff with Antipop where Brian Brain Mantia was playing drums, took over for Herb Alexander for a while. Fucking rockin', kickin', killer shit. Brain Mantia ended up going on to play in Guns N' Roses for a while in that fake lineup. But he did shit with Tom Waits. Tom Waits, who's also on Sailing the Seas of Cheese, is Tommy the Cat.
Jesse Barrowcliffe is a huge Primus fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, that makes total sense. And great bass player.
And a huge Tom Waits fan.
That's double badass.
Yeah. I mean, Beecliff's just into good shit. He's a good musician, so he's into the stuff that's, you know.
Primus is definitely a band where I think every musician likes Primus.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met a musician that said that they don't like Primus. And now I'm probably, if you're listening to this show and you're a musician and you don't like Primus, don't take this to heart. I don't hate you. I'm not like, fuck you. But let us know. Let us know on Facebook or something. Let us know somehow, like,
yeah,
hey,
publicly raise your
like,
hand and say you don't like Primus.
I don't like
on
Primus.
On our Facebook page.
And we may or may not fight. I don't know. Also, give me your address.
May or may not say fuck you.
Tell me what hours at night you go
on
to bed.
Facebook. I won't like your comment, but it'll be on there. I'll reply to your comment, but I won't like it.
What band you got next?
This is probably the biggest one.
Okay.
Kiss.
Ooh, I like that one.
Because people fucking hate Kiss.
Hate Kiss.
And I don't get it. I'm like, that's really good rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Like, even the shitty songs are pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, Kiss, definitely on that list of people not liking them. And
that's so fucking strange. My stepfather, all right, he raised me up on, you know, the Rushes of the world. And Zeppelin, oh my God, he loves Zeppelin. And he likes the Floyds and, you know, all the main ones. Some really cool unheard bands from the 70s and 80s he's into and shit. But he was telling me that he never liked Kiss. And I was like, why wouldn't you like Kiss? And he was telling me that, like, in the 70s, he was in junior high school, like, that age, right? That in the 70s, Kiss came across, like, they were never played on the radio, first of all.
Right.
They weren't really a radio band. They got by just based off their performance. But he said that Kiss started off, like, scary and, like, this, like, mystical band that nobody really knew shit about. You just heard about their shows. To being, like, the guys that, you know, were on lunchboxes. And like they shot straight to that after they put out the Alive record, because they weren't dick until Alive came out, and then people got to hear on vinyl like how good Kiss sounded live. They got to see the giant, you know, fold out of the stage show, and then it took off, you know, like they had the Rock and Roll All Nights, and then they came out immediately following with fucking Destroyer,
right?
Which, I mean, that record crushed. Beth was a huge hit in the 70s. But my mom loves that song.
Cause yeah, I don't hate that song.
My mom's name is Beth. And so she,
the best thing Peter Criss did in that band, you know, that's his highlight.
But Destroyer was awesome, man. I mean, they had fucking God of Thunder. Like, that's the thing. It's like they had enough albums and enough material just in that 70s shit.
Right.
That where it's just like, dude, that should be in the Hall of Fame first ballot, but it wasn't.
The lunchbox thing has nothing to do with the music. That's just, I mean, and I get the whole sellout and mainstream and shit, but when you got a guy like Bill O'Coin who gets a hold of that band and goes, money, 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 money. And that's what they made.
Yeah.
Money, 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 money. Lots of fucking money. Lots of lunchbox money.
See, I grew up on the Kiss. I loved the Kiss when I was a kid. I had
my Kiss backpack from kindergarten at my crib.
That is so fucking dope.
It is rad.
I somewhere still should still have a copy of Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park on VHS.
I have my copy of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
I ended up becoming the biggest time in my life that I was a Kiss fan was in 91, 92, whenever Kiss Revenge came out. That record still this day holds up. It really does hold up. For my birthday last year, all I wanted for my birthday was to get laid while listening to Kiss Revenge.
Nice.
I got my birthday, Kiss. It's fucking awesome.
Because your wife loves you.
Badass record. Paul Stanley is dope as shit. They got Take It Off on there. I Just Wanna. Gene's best songs, in my opinion, are on the Kiss Revenge record.
Yeah.
It was the first record that they did with Eric Singer on drums after Eric Carr passed away. Eric Singer, who's still in the band. He still plays drums for the band.
Does. Eric Carr, my opinion, the best drummer Kiss ever had.
He was a phenomenal drummer. And they end the record off with an awesome Carr jam. So, yeah, man, that's a great pick, I think. Kiss. Yeah, like... It drives you nuts. I see it a lot. I also see I see the other end. Like there's kind of, I mean, I'm sure there is some middle ground. There's probably some people who just don't give a shit, you know? Like,
yeah, but there's some people who genuinely hate Kiss.
But when people tell me that they hate Kiss, it's because we're arguing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to hate you.
Why do you hate that band?
But we're going to argue. We're like, that makes zero sense.
Who's next up on your list?
Next up on my list is Sublime.
Okay.
Sublime, it actually pisses me off a little bit when somebody tells me, like, fuck Sublime and all that bullshit, all that just shirtless on the beach singing songs to the sun and fuck that shit. Bradley Nowell was a goddamn poet, dude. Seriously, listen to Pool Shark. Talk about a song about struggling with addiction. That song brings tears to my goddamn eyes. Trying on the dinosaur tonight. Used to be so cool. Now I got that motherfucker was as real can get. He wasn't saying love is what he's got because he was trying to make a music video. He died before that was a fucking video.
Yeah.
Okay. He was speaking from the motherfucking heart. The guy was an artist. They had elements of punk. They had elements of ska. They had elements, any kind of, you know, reggae, hip-hop. Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy. And if you want to get popped in your knee, just wipe that look out of your butt face. Yeah, dude,
it was a wonderful blend. I don't think that I've ever heard anybody motherfuck Sublime.
I've heard some motherfuck
Sublime. Me personally.
I've heard it, and it hurt my feelings. Like, it would hurt my feelings.
That's a good band.
40 Ounces to Freedom, I have stated many a times, is my favorite record beginning to end.
Carly Klempe is a huge Sublime fan.
It's because she's cool as shit.
Carly. Yeah, well, she's got good taste in music.
Damn straight, man. So Sublime is a band that, like, even if you like, you know, let's say, Dumu Borgir, I like Dummy Booger. That is my favorite band in the world.
I like hamburgers, too.
You know, if you're only listening to blast beats, if you're only listening to even country or hip-hop, Sublime should fucking take you somewhere, man. Like, I should be able to find a handful of songs to convince you that Sublime is a really cool fucking band.
I heard that payback's a motherfucking bitch, but I won't stress and I won't switch, and I would not take my life.
Who you got next on your list?
Leonard Skinner.
Oh, okay, okay.
A lot of people talk shit about Skinner.
Yeah.
But they are awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you don't like Skinner.
Look, I don't. Yeah.
With the...
No, listen.
Upward inflection.
Almost exactly 2 years ago to this date, I sang Freebird on stage with Green Jelly and my son.
That's a great day.
Skinner brings me some joy. I can't be like, fuck Skinner. I got to do that. For real. I got to be on stage with my son, my oldest boy, in Green Jelly, the band that when I was 12, I was getting in trouble because I was drawing the three little pigs too many times. Right? Like, Skinner, I mean, Tuesday's gone. They got
Simple Man.
They're awesome dive bar music.
Yeah. My life sucks. Band. I'm fucking drunk. And I need some Skinner in my life because if I don't listen to some Skinner, I'm going to drive my car right off this goddamn bridge.
Yeah, and I understand that a lot of Skinner fans, you know, they're probably, you know, Trump supporter kind of peoples and all of this.
Probably.
Definitely. Every Trump supporter is a Skinner fan for sure. But but not every Skinner fan is a big dumbass. Yeah. No. Not every Skinner fan is a dumbass. And if somebody says fuck Skinner, they're gonna get into a war of words, maybe.
I like Skinner.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I know tons of people that are just like, fuck Skinner. But I'm like, you're like one song deep into Skinner. You don't even know about the joy that Sweet Home Alabama brought you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I got next on my list the Beastie Boys.
Yeah?
How fucking...
I do hear people talk shit about the Beastie Boys.
Fuck those people. This one I'm passionate about. It's more than a war of words. If you tell me to my face, dare you to say it to my face, I dare you. I will spit in your face. Fucking
my whole respect. Argument with the Beastie Boys is that they played all their own instruments when they created their beats and shit. Like, these guys fucking play their own shit. They create their music.
They were punk rockers.
Yeah.
Then they got hooked up with fucking Rick Rubin. Can you blame them? And then they put out probably the best hip-hop record of that year. Possibly the best hip-hop record of the 80s.
It could have been the decade.
Dude, I mean, still to this day, you hear No Sleep Till Brooklyn, and it's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Featuring Kerry King, by the way. they open up that record. The License to Ill record, they open it up by sampling When the Levee Breaks drums, right?
Right.
So you open it up with those Bonham fucking Zeppelin, just boom, cha, boom, 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 cha. And then what riff do you hear? Oh, is that Sweetly from Black fucking Sabbath? And then these guys just, like, yelling on top of each other. back and forth, back and forth. And then they, the evolution of the Beastie Boys, they went from that record being like, you know, fight for your right to fucking party, Brass Monkey, Girls, every goddamn song a fucking sure. hit, right? The new style, right? Still quoted by hip hop heads all over the world. Then they go and do Paul's Boutique.
Right.
The most sample heavy. They're still getting sued to this day for that record.
Good for them.
The samplings on that record were so fucking phenomenal. Like, it broke down barriers of what you could do with sampling as far as making it an actual art form. Just like, I'm just rapping over this shit like Eminem does, you know. It's like, I'll just sing over Aerosmith, whatever. Like, they broke that ground. They went out of just being B-boys and they became, you know, legit. They showed that they were legit artists and they were passionate about hip-hop and hip-hop culture. And then they go out and they put out the fucking Ill Communications shit. Well, no, first they did Check Your Head, which had you know, So What You Want on it. Funky Boss, like every, and like that record was all over the place. Them playing instruments on some of the songs, just doing like rock songs and right. shit. And then they did the same thing, like going on into the future, man. And every record was like a different experience. You can put on any Beastie Boys record, and right away I'll be able to tell you what album that is, just based off of the sound. I won't even have to think about what the song is. It's like every one.
This just is comes the style.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They've done nothing but fucking evolve, and they've just stayed so relevant for so long, and they're so good. They're so good. It really would piss me off for somebody to say to my face that the Beastie Boys suck. They would get spat on. You get fucking spat on. That's the biggest one.
Draw the line at the Beastie Boys.
I think the Beasties are the biggest one. That's the one that we will be enemies. So if you are listening and you hate the Beastie Boys,
don't ever tell Eagle. Shut up, man. You get spat on. Wear a paintball mask before you tell him.
Yeah, dude, because
something
shit will get real.
One of those shield masks that Dexter wears when he cuts people up and shit. Wear one of those.
Who you got next?
Clutch.
Please allow me to adjust my pants so that I may dance the good time dance and put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance.
I also have Clutch on my list.
Clutch is on your list.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll knock that one out.
So what are they? 10 albums deep, going on 11 albums deep.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
People make fun of them all the time for the Clutch album.
That's my favorite one.
That hooked me.
Yeah.
It's the one that hooked me. That's when I got into them was, you know, Space Grass and shit.
Mm-hmm. Whenever it feels right. Did you hear it on V-Rock?
I do believe, yeah. That's where I also heard Acid Bath for the first time was on V-Rock. So.
Ooh, Scream of the Butter Knife. Yeah. I love Dax so much, dude.
Yeah.
So many people have a man crush on Dax Riggs. It's adorable. I love it. You guys are great.
Clutch has been around for fucking ever.
Decades, man.
And they write the best rock music on the planet. It's hard to beat this band when it comes to rock and roll.
They are pure rock fury.
They are pure rock fury.
They are earth rockers.
Yes, they are. Telekinetic, prophetic, dynamites. Psychic warfare
is real. I know what you mean. Yep. Yeah, Clutch is in my they're in my top four. If I had to do a top five bands, favorite personal bands,
yeah, Clutch is in the top five.
Easily.
Top five easily. Going on a deserted island with me for sure. Clutch
is the band that I don't understand how they're not the most famous band in the world.
I mean, they do pretty much sell out all their shows.
Yeah,
and they tour you know pretty much year round. They take you know breaks here off you know off here and there, and they'll do like the festival run. In the summertime, spring and summertime, and then they do the Christmas run.
Yeah.
And then they go back and do it again.
Their music is, to me, it's universal. It's even more universal than like a Sublime or a fucking Beatles. Well, more than the Beatles, I would say Clutch is more universal because there's more modern, great elements. Sure, they got elements of the blues a lot. Like their past five records, they really kind of went down that rabbit hole. Very bluesy. They're like, we're hard rock, kicking ass, blah, 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 blah. Like, they kind of went through a bar rock phase and shit with the Blast Tyrant record.
Right.
Yeah, but I love that record, though. You know, Mob Goes Wild. What a fun fucking song.
Yeah.
Fun video, too. Ryan Dunn's in it. R.I.P., brother.
Squeezing butts.
Yeah, man.
Getting punched in the face. Oh, Dunn.
But
he was the best one. He was the best jackass.
Clyke, see, you say you hear people kind of make fun of him. I've seen it online before. My crew, my inner circle, all of them love Clutch, from the Trips to the Riches.
Mine as well, except for the one friend that I had mentioned to you earlier, my friend Christy, who is in like a blues band. She's like in a...
That's wild.
She sings in like a blues band and doesn't like Clutch. It blows my mind. I don't understand how... I don't get it.
Clutch is so fucking rocking, dude. And geniuses. Geniuses. Like the Clutch solo... There's the, not the solo, but the self-titled record... so many fucking clever songs like Escape from the Prison Planet.
Yeah.
Dude, just listening to that rant that Neil goes on and how fucking groovy. If any kind of metal, any genre of metal, you should like Clutch.
One man asked me for a dollar. I asked him what it's for. He said, I have seen them. I said, okay, it's yours. And that's featured on the MTV. The local high school lets out and the town becomes anarchy. Bodies are crashed.
They should be able to cross over to just casual music listeners. I should turn on a light. We're starting to get dark.
To pretty much anything. Like any listener, though, whatever you listen to, even people that are like strictly into hip hop and rap music and shit, they still like some rock.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if you like some rock, you have to fucking like Clutch. How do you not like this band?
And listen to the song Careful with That Mic.
Oh,
if you're into hip hop,
yeah,
Neil
damn.
Fallon takes your ass to school.
Such a good song. I sent that to Tremendous. Tremendous loves that too.
So did you guess? You were like gimmicks to amuse your fans and act all urban to jack up your sound scheme. What's the matter with you? How come you rhyme monosyllabically? Is atrophy shrinking your entire vocabulary? Your style's like garbage cans meant to be taken out on a weekly basis. Ever since your first record, you've been in a state of suspended animation. You look like Snuffleupagus and Australopithecus, me crazy abacus. Enough about you, let's talk about me and how single-handedly I redefine the science of radio astronomy. Making Nobel Prize winners question the notions of reality. Oh, but I digress. You play sorry, I play chess. King's pawn, E3, checkmate. Go get some Percocets.
So we both got Clutch. We both agree you should love Clutch.
Yeah, you should definitely love Clutch.
It's a no fucking brainer.
Don't get how you don't.
Okay, I got one more on my list. You got one more on yours?
Yeah.
All right, who you want to give yours first?
I think it's your turn.
All right. The last one on my list is a band by the name of Gogol Bordello.
First time I have read the Bible, it had struck me as unwitty. I think it may start a rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor.
Put okay, this one I can kind of see how people don't get into it.
Okay.
Because they're all
over
the
place. You're going
to need to explain. Oh, no, look, they're just all over the place. And that's where it ends. Like, they're just all over the place. Mm. I love Gogol Bordello. I've told you before that, like, I want to give my dad's accordion to the accordion player from that band so bad just because I know that dude will play the fucking shit out of it. This band, like, it's so huge as far as the spectrum of music goes.
Yeah.
Because like Russian folk music, polka, punk rock.
They're worldwide. It's
immigrant punk.
And it's a party, man. For the most part, that shit's a party. It's this punk rock, violin filled, crazy gypsy rock, man.
Yeah.
It's gypsy fucking rock. Punk. And I mean, they even have a Gypsy Punks record. You know, it's fucking awesome. Like everything they do, I've never been upset. Like listening to Gogol Bordello. In fact, if I need cheered up, I'll put
throw
on
that shit in.
Some Start Wearing Purple.
Start
wearing purple for me now.
They did the late night show run They've been on all those shows and shit. Yeah. Like, I mean, they're definitely a huge band.
Well, they were on a Henry Rollins show, and they fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Just killed it. So that's a band, but I've heard people just be like, whatever. And it's like, made me so sad. It just, like, broke my heart. I was like, oh, I don't know if I might have to delete this person from my Twitter.
Usually any time I bring up Gogol Bordello, nobody knows what the fuck it is. Like, yeah. If the people in the room I'll that give you do that. Know like, what it is are usually musicians or fucking audiophiles.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
So they're cool people.
Cool folks.
But if you've heard Gogol Bordello and for some reason you don't like it, like, you have mental health issues and you need to go to a therapist and you need to get prescribed some Xanax or some fucking weed. Something, some booze.
Yeah, because I mean, it is a type of a band that it's uplifting to listen to.
Great.
You want to be happy?
That's so great.
A nice makes, sunny day.
They make me feel cultured as a person.
Yeah.
I like feeling.
Yeah, bro. I get it.
60 revolutions per minute. This is my regular speed. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it?
Who we got last on your list, man?
Agents of Oblivion.
Agents of Oblivion. Now, this is a band. Who?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you are into Acid Bath or wherever into Acid Bath or know who Acid Bath is, you probably know who Agents of Oblivion is. Or if you know who Dax Riggs is, you know who Agents of Oblivion is. They did one album. One. And then they fucking broke up. And that was it. It is one of the best albums ever written. Front to back. That album never fucking gets old, and people don't like Dax.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like the kind of melodic feel to Agents and how down
I enjoy Dax on it is.
Level. Yeah, okay. So you would love it. You know, do you listen to Agents?
I haven't.
Oh.
I'm excited. I'm looking it all up right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited because I trust your opinion. On this, I enjoy Acid Bath, I enjoy Dax.
This album is seriously one of the best albums ever. I love this fucking record. This would also be in my top five, like, Deserted Island albums.
Ooh.
And this band only made one album. One like, Clutch. Record. If I picked Clutch as my top five Deserted Island bands, I'd get their whole fucking catalog.
Get it all.
I get all kinds of shit. And I would waste one of my picks on Agents of Oblivion.
That is dope.
Great fucking band. I don't understand how people can't get into it.
I'm very much looking forward to checking it
experience
out.
Experience this.
I can't believe, because you say that if I don't like it, there's something wrong with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not the only one that would say that.
Next week on Keeping It 99, we will be doing the Agents of Oblivion
review.
Yeah.
Eagles Agents of Oblivion album review.
Yeah.
Next week on Keeping It 99. And here's what I'm guaranteeing.
Yeah.
He loves this fucking album.
I hope
he does not disappoint my little heart. He loves this album. Watch. You'll love this album. People, look it up. YouTube it.
Yeah.
Agents of Oblivion. Great, great fucking shit.
Misfits reunited
at the Denver, Colorado Riot Fest.
Yeah, man. I watched a lot of the videos on YouTube. It was fucking killer.
Was it?
It was so cool.
Was it good?
It was so cool. So cool.
See, I like that you like it because you're a Misfits fan.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So this is something for you.
Exactly.
I look at it and go, that's a historic thing
happening.
Yeah. I get it. Sweet.
Jerry Only's saying that he wouldn't mind making a new Misfits record with Danzig.
They're all cool like that now, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
I want that so bad because it's got to be impossible to fuck up the Misfits. It's got to be impossible. Like, your songs are a minute and a half long. Before I even realize that one of your songs sucks, it's over. So, it would be impossible. Like, just give Danzig a bunch of buzzwords like skulls, violence, Satan, demon, woman, whoa. Done. Great Misfits song, guys. I loved it.
Guar should have got Danzig to replace Brocky.
Oh.
I'm playing. Don't take that seriously.
There is no replacement for Brocky.
Don't take that seriously.
Only J-Man could take over.
Yeah, kid.
It's the only one, guys. The Melvins documentary is going to be coming out. It's called The Colossus of Destiny. Even if you don't know anything about the Melvins, because the Melvins are a band that a lot of people have heard of, they've seen it, or maybe they tried to listen to a song or two and just couldn't, because there's a lot of weird shit in the Melvins catalog.
Sure.
Years and years and years.
They've been around since the early 80s, we're talking about, right?
Yeah. This is a band that they're so interesting because they're known for pioneering the New Orleans metal sound, right?
Melvins. Like, the entire scene. Like, they're responsible for all bands that are amazing from New Orleans.
Yeah, and if you don't believe me, I think it's Vice. They did a documentary. It was like a 4 or 5-part, 6-part series, some shit like that, on the New Orleans metal scene. It was like a year or two ago. And there's like an entire fucking chapter or video, like, just dedicated to the time that the Melvins came to town. And Jimmy Bauer's just like, fucking Melvins, man. You see, you know, all these dudes.
Jimmy
like,
Bauer, I Hate God, fucking Superjoint Ritual, Down,
Crowbar,
right?
Everything. His new country stuff that he's putting out. Right. I drink. Yeah, I smoke. I do LSD.
That's not Hank 3? Are you doing Hank 3 right now?
He's doing Hank 3.
Hank 3 is just faster.
I drink. The Melvins are talked about being pioneers for that, but not only that, like, they were Kurt Cobain's favorite band. They were a band that Kurt Cobain tried to get. He tried to join. Like, they knew young Kurt because they're from the Seattle, the Washington scene. And so they are pioneers for the biggest grunge band in the history. They were inspirations to the biggest grunge band, possibly the biggest rock band in the past fucking 25 years, in Nirvana. Nirvana may have never fucking been had it not been for the Melvins. So they inspired that whole fucking scene. And then on top of it, they're fucking incredible. Like, I highly recommend, like, go listen to Stoner Witch or fucking Houdini at Gluey Porridge Treatments. Anything. Fucking A Senile Animal. The new bass is loaded. The Melvins are a band that, like, it bothers me almost that people don't listen to them. And it's like, I was telling you, it's like, it took me...
Wait, like when you years. Say their name, you want people to react.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah, the Melvins. Like, I want them to hug at. Like, let's hug.
Yeah.
Let's hug. We both love the Melvins. You say the Melvins, and you just kind of get this, like, nod, and the guy with the hair. And I'm like, and Dale Crover, like, you know, one of the greatest drummers of all time.
Right.
A really fucking, really beautiful band. Really wonderful. Any mood that you're in, man, the fucking Melvins will take you to a whole different place. The trailer for the documentary.
I've seen that today.
And it looks really cool, man.
Yeah, it does.
It looks really cool.
A lot of stuff with Buzz.
Yeah.
Apparently, on the trailer at least.
Yeah, Buzz Osborne is a very honest, wonderful human being. He doesn't give a fuck what you think. Yeah. He really, really doesn't.
He's on his own path.
Man. So, I recommend that, man. And if there's any Melvins fans out there, like, let's hang out sometime. Some Melvins, because I need more of you in my life.
You think J-Man's into the Melvins?
Is Mike Patton into the Melvins?
Yep, so J-Man's definitely into the Melvins.
J-Man loves the Melvins!
That means you guys can hang out and listen to that.
Yeah.
It's Icebreaker.
Right?
You know? Like, when you see J-Man, you should walk up with a boombox on your shoulder playing some Melvins.
Be like, what up?
Like, hey, bro.
What's up, dude?
How's that, man? All right?
Just listening to the Melvins. You know.
You want
to
hang out?
I feel fucking great. Like I've been turned inside out. All of the fuck in the world.
Badass band of the week! Oh my god, we got a good one. We were scrapping and we were thinking and we were like, oh, what would be
what's
perfect?
Who?
Foul Spirits, man.
Yeah, that's who we fucking
picked. Foul Spirits.
That's who we fucking picked this week.
Oh, unanimous decision here at the Keeping It 99 camp.
Bam! It's heavy as balls. Do you like heavy music? Here it comes, because it's going to be heavy as fuck.
Like, if you would have heard our reactions to us listening to the song that we are going to be playing this week for the Badass Band of the Week, man, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel what I'm feeling. I can't even speak right now. This is how excited I am about playing something so cool and heavy and groovy and fast and brutal all at the same time. There's no fucking around in this band.
Yeah, I mean, we got Wally and D.E.
Yeah. Right. He's on drums, though, right?
Yeah, Kill 'Em All. I mean, he used to play drums back in the day with...
Yeah. I'm not discrediting his drums. I'm saying he played bass for NDE.
Yeah.
And in this band, he's behind the kit.
That he is. And, you know, Jeff Fall singing.
Yes. One of my favorite singers.
We already talked about it, how he's one of the fucking, you know, the best front man there are.
Really is, man.
So then, and then you got Chris and Gabe, both from Skies Bleed Black.
Yeah.
Another local band that was fucking awesome.
Was Chris the, I believe he, maybe, I could be wrong, played the Burn Blue Sky show, like did third guitar.
Yeah,
I think. There was three guitars.
Yeah, no, he did. He did.
Annabelle's.
I am just smart. Yeah.
Foul Spirits, man.
Yeah, Chris was standing right in front of me, as a matter of fact.
Fucking incredible, this band.
But again, you have an incredible lineup of musicians.
Right.
Once again, like, just gifted with all kinds of good shit in northeastern Ohio. When it comes to the metal scene, we got great music. We got fucking great music, people.
Really, really.
Crushing grooves.
I'm always excited to play the Badass Band of the Week because we pick genuinely badass bands. We're not one of those podcasts that's just going to play something to rub somebody the right way, butter them up and shit.
I'm not over here jerking dudes off.
Yeah.
Just to jerk them off.
Because if your band sucks, you know what? Like, sorry.
I'm over here jerking dudes off because they deserve it.
Yes. Our opinion means everything on this
podcast. That's right.
On this podcast.
Yeah, because it's ours.
Yeah.
But anyways, whatever.
It's thrash. It's grind. It's metal. It's bluesy. It's cool. But you...
It's badass. It's badass.
Badass Band of the Week. I got nothing else to say other than we just listened to some Foul Spirits. This is what happens when you hear some really, really, really good metal.
Yeah.
And oh.
So right now, Government Liquor.
What?
By Foul Spirits. Throw on the headphones.
Yes.
Get into your work. Get into your fucking day.
Fucking mosh with yourself in your mind.
Driving around, listen to this shit right now.
We're going to play that song for you. It's going to rip your fucking face off, and it's going to make you feel empowered and wonderful. Till then, my name's Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, you will.
Bye!
Yeah.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.